So we all have dreams and we all have goals that we set for ourselves. But the best feeling in the world, I would say, is when you actually accomplish your goals and you actually live out your dreams. We have lead vocalist of the kids band that has been taking South Africa by storm, Lisandra Majola, joining me. Hey, Lisandra.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
I can see that you want to call me Mr. Frank instead of Warwick. Well, for those of you who don't know, Lisandra is actually a student of mine at the Warwick Frank Drama Academy. We started drama all those years ago, and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
The young talent that you have and that you've become, and you've become quite a force in the industry.
Thank you.
So you were the lead vocalist, or still are the lead vocalist, of the kids band Queenie Kuza. Now, I always known you to be a soloist because you've really singled before, right?
Yes.
And how did Queenie Kuza come about?
So I was performing at Jazz Festival,
right,
2015. Mm-hmm. And a manager came, which his name is Andrew, and he offered me to be a lead vocalist. And I was like, sure, I wanted to join a band because, mm-hmm, a kiddies band, because, mm-hmm, this was going to be my first time.
Yeah.
So it helps to communicate with children my age. We need to communicate. And the songs that we do, we actually bond with the crowd. And it's amazing that us teenagers know how to drive adults, which is amazing.
Yeah, definitely. And I know here, right here at East Coast Radio, we've been playing your first single, Speed of Light. And it has been doing really, really well on
Thank
our
you.
Chart. I was like, I taught that girl. It must be easier, like you said, to relate to the other members of the band, and you all are around the same age, so it's quite relatable, and you're all going through this journey together and learning things. But I want to know from you, who is Lisandra? Lisandra the vocalist.
Lisandra is a very open child. I'm talkative, but I know how to hold myself, so I won't talk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to say I'm a humble person, but I am,
because, mm-hmm,
I love giving out to people. I'm very open-hearted. I'm so bubbly. I love talking to people. If you have a problem, I'll be, probably the best person to talk to because I'm very open.
Now, how has, because Speed of Light was mm-hmm, a big song. It was a cool song. So how has the success of Queenie Kuza and your first single changed your life?
It was a miracle because, we thought that the song was going to be too much,
mm-hmm,
but everybody likes the song. So I find it as if it's a nice song to listen to.
Uh-huh.
And as you've been saying,
yeah,
it's a nice song.
It's a catchy song.
And yeah, even though it's about love, we don't know anything about love, but because you're too young. But the only thing I could say is that it's an amazing song, and I just hope this song will be known by everybody in the whole universe.
Oh, sweet. Now, I can hear by how you perform the song that you guys really, really love the song, and you guys pour your hearts into that song. Well done on that. How many members are there of Queenie Kuza?
We six. 3 boys and 3 girls.
Oh, cool. And who's your favorite? Who do you get along with? Who don't you like?
Let's not go there.
It's just Mr. Frank here. You can say. No, I'm sure you all get along.
Yes, we do. But some of the boys are irritating. But yeah.
Recently at my graduation, I just announced to everybody that you will be the new brand ambassador.
Yes.
For the Warwick Frank Drama Academy. I'm super excited about that.
And I'm also excited too.
Yeah, definitely. Lots of photo shoots coming up, hey?
Woo!
What's the future of Lisandra? Are you going to stick with Queenie Kuza, or do you feel like you need to branch off onto your own?
I kind of want to be by myself,
mm-hmm,
but I don't want to leave the band at the same time, because,
mm-hmm,
I've bonded with them so much. They're so sweet, I communicate with them a lot. But at the same time, I started this Lisandra by myself.
Yes.
And with my mom at the side.
Mm-hmm.
She's such a beautiful mom, and she's so supportive.
This is Beyonce Knowles and Tina Knowles, right? You gotta leave Destiny's Child.
Not only in music, I want to be very successful. I want to have a PhD in music. Yeah, education is the key of success to every door. So education is the best thing.
And how is school life now that you're a celebrity and a recording artist?
To be honest, at my school, I told everybody to treat me as a child. I'm not yet famous, but people know me.
Now, your mom told me that you feed 11 families. Tell me about that.
I came up with an idea. Well, my dad and my mom, we came up with an idea. So when I perform, I get paid. And I decided, you know, by spending the money, I should spend it by giving it to other people. So I go to a shop and buy a combo, you know, and just give it out to 11 families.
Wow, thank you so much. If other people want to contribute to this 11 family initiative that you're doing, how can they get in touch with you?
They could go to my social media. On Facebook, I'm Lissandra Nodumo Majola. Nodumo is N-O-D-U-M-O, and Majola is M-A-J-O-L-A.
Well, Lissandra, it's been lovely talking to you. Absolute pleasure catching up with you.
Thank you.